Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
National Livestock, they've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
Oklahoma's wind energy industry invests billions in our state, which powers our economy and directly funds our schools. Because of these investments, utility bills are lower across the state. Some industries qualify for dozens of subsidies, but this industry's given up every state wind energy tax incentive. Why are some legislators trying to drive wind energy out of our state? Are they anti-business? Call your legislators today and tell them to keep wind investing in Oklahoma. Paid for by the Wind Coalition.
Cattle futures opened this morning on fire. October live cattle, which expire tomorrow, were up $4.20, closing at 119.57. Now, there's about 80 cents off of their morning high of 120.35, but they led the market higher following some very positive cash news Friday afternoon. The bulk of the cash market was 115 to 118, significantly higher than the previous week, and there was some as high as 119. And so we came into this morning on fire. The board did get a little bit weaker, though, throughout the day. December live cattle were up 257 after being up the limit. And then on the feeder cattle, we ended up about 1 to 185 higher. November, which is the front month now that October has gone off the board, is 158.32. That was about $2 off of the high of 160.30 this morning. So they did come back. The market was pretty stout. Box beef at midday was up 14 cents on choice at 203.55. Select up $1.91 at 194.39. The feeder cattle index is 155.12. That was up 72 cents, but it seemed like the overall start to this morning was just simply the cash market on Friday and the live cattle out of the feedlots was extremely positive.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Grain futures had a pretty quiet day here. It looks like we're going to close steady to three or four lower across the board. Corn held its own. Corn was only unchanged today. December corn, 348 and three quarters. We've been trading at these levels right here really since the end of August, right at this 350 area. Soybeans down about 2 cents. January soybeans were down 2 1/4 at 984 1/4. Kind of the same thing there. We've been steady for a couple weeks here. And then wheats are 2 to 3 cents lower. July Kansas City wheat finished the day down 2 1/2 at 472 1/4, right on their contract lows for the July 18 contract. Cotton futures today were slightly higher, 44 to 50 cents higher. So we had December cotton 68.65. That's up 45, and then March up 44 at 68.55. This afternoon's crop progress and conditions are expected to show bean and corn harvest. Bean harvest 80% complete. Corn harvest about 50 to 55% complete, where the five-year average is 67. So substantially behind where we need to be in terms of the last 10 years or so averages. Hedge funds, of course, still short wheat and corn, significantly short wheat and corn, I should say, and long soybeans. But overall, it was kind of a quiet start to the week.
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.